the Chazan Pashas itself.
The Matan Moshe brings in the name of his Rebbe, the Marshal, that everyone asked, in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Shabbos before Pesach, you koyrin oise Shabbos hagol. The Chaloch, I always say, they have to call it, you have to find, every year have a minig, to find a new reason why Shabbos hagol is called Shabbos hagol. And there's doubts, ain't self reasons. And as all the Mepharshim ask, why is it commemorated on the Shabbos rather on the date, like everything else? It should be Shabbos Agadol. We should prav on the 10th of Nisan, it was a Shabbos. So the Marshal says that why to call Shabbos Agadol? Very simple, poshetic answer. Al shame the pasuk in this week's Haftarah. Hine anechi shaleich lachem esal yanovi. Lifnei boi yoyim Hashem. Hagadol vanev. Since Eliyahu will come and it'll be a Yom Gadol v'Neira, therefore the Shabbos before Pesach and every Kibbutz Eischem every time and employs, so therefore the Shabbos is called Shabbos Hagol. And the Marshal himself asked L'chure, if you have a Shabbos which is called Al Shem the Haftarah, right? Oybazoi, normally you have Shabbos Nachamu. We take the first word of the Haftarah. Here it's not called the beginning. Should we call Shabbos Va'orva? But instead, we call it Shabbos Hagodol Al Shem HaPasuk, which finds itself at the end of the Haftarah. So, what is the connection between the Shini Anichi Shalech Lechem Zal Yanovi, Lifnei Boi Yom Hashem Hagodol Vanoira, and the general theme of Shabbos Hagodol and Pesach and Chulu v'Chulu? And how does this stim with the tour? The reason for Shabbos Hagodol, because that was the nest when they shechted the Avodah Zarah, the Mishchulchu. So to understand all of this, I want to share with you a brief idea. I really, Sahadi bin Rehman, I want to say help people today. I prepared it. But I just had to write a Hakdama, like Bederach Hagadah, too. And I got so involved last night in the Hakdama that I have no time to say the Lamdas. The idea came to me that we know, Tzadikim said, that just like in Chagasukas, every day there's the seven Shpiz in over Sukkas. Al-Derech said there's an Ushpiz, there's a special guest at the Leil HaSeder. And the guest is Eliyahu HaNovi, Kiyodua. As the Kotzker famously said, that people think Eliyahu HaNovi comes through the door, Eliyahu HaNovi comes through the heart. Now, and therefore we understand that the night of the Seder in Mitzrayim, that was the night that all the majority of the Jews were gimalit on that night. So just when you have a bris milah, so we make a special chair, l'chaver Eliyahu, called the kisush Eliyahu. Al derech said every Jew Seder we have a special kos. Ulahoyer, that kos is gimatria hakizei. Same gimatria. And we have a special kos for Eliyahu, and we open the door for Eliyahu, and we say shvei chamoschel agoyim eshel yiducho. And as the Jikover says in the Brinoyim, chamoschel gimatria koyshel Eliyahu. Right. When in fact the Haggadah Shel Pesach Tzemach Menachem from the Razamina is gewalt small. The gewaltig Haggadah, he brings the Kabbalah from the Rebbe Rabbinim of Pshischa, that Eliyahu HaNovi was the one who was Mesader, those known as Tensignan, who was Mesader, the basic Nusach we have in our Haggadah Shel Pesach. So we see that Eliyahu HaNovi seems to play a major role here in the night of Mitzrayim. And you can understand this on different levels. First of all, the Tiferet Shleim says in this week's parsha, Pasuk says, "Matzusi ochel u'makom kodesh bechatzar oil moed yechlua." Right? You have to eat the matzah in a holy place. Kumtois, every Jewish person has to make a bir chametz in himself, in his house, to make sure that it's a makom kodesh, that the bechina from Beis Hamikdash. Right? And therefore, the Tiferet Shleim says that's pasuk. Pasuk says, and the Tzav Avadah says, "Avodah Zoyis b'Chodesh Hazeh." What does the "Vahoyu Kiviyachel" have with Bias HaOretz have anything to do with the mitzvahs Hayoyim of Pesach, which are a Chovas Haguf, and nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael? But the pshat is who asher dibarnu to really prava a seder. Your house, your neshama has to be a bechina from Beis Hamikdash. From we say avoida hazoyis bechodesh hazeh, famous part of the Rishoner. The avoida of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, nichtas the fnei v'lefnim. That is the maim of the matzav of a yid. And the Tosfos says in brachas that at the seder every yid eats atacha the rachmana on the Eibishter's table kveilchum. Right. And therefore, son, achilas matz is gematria yushalayim. Just like, v'es, work it out, 596. Just like it says, v'es eschem akanfi nishorim, that the night of the Seder, the Eden went from Gushin with the Nan Yaakovid to eat in Yerushalayim, who are they in Manchester, wherever you are in the world, chmanu l'tanah, if we're still stuck here, right, it becomes a bechina from Yerushalayim. And says Rav Amshur, amiri dikavot, we know Elio Hanovi, he was the one who was Makriv Korbonis in the famous showdown on Har Carmel. Aye, Har Carmel is the Korbonis, Ishchut Ichutz. So you could have said, right, that a Novi has the Rishus, to mevatel any Eastern Torah, Achut Amid Zora, by Roas Shoh. Over the Grizz, the Briskerov, I'm not going through all the rayas that I've said this in the past, here was it said in Chazal that when Elio Hanovi chose Har HaKarmel, that temporarily became the Mokim HaShayiv Chara Hashem Alikach. And that ability, right, to transfer the Kedusha temporarily to Har HaKarmel, which is L'chura Chutz, the Beis HaMikdosh, that's where Elio Hanovi, similar in Nefesh, has the ability on the night of the Seder to reach Yidin, who are chutz from the Tchum, chutz from Yishalayim, chutz from the Gvulus of Kedusha. And therefore we know that, I've said many times, Chag HaMatzis is Gimatria Mechaya Mesu, which is also Gimatria, by the way, Barach Memrab in Makom. Which is Gimatria Makoil Chagamatz. Why? Because the Gemara says in Tainus Dabei that Elio Hanovi uniquely was given the Mafteach of Tchiyas Hamesim. Even great Tzadikim, Tchiyas Hamesim is rare. There are stories of Hashem Tiv, the oral, but generally, even great Tzadikim, Tchiyas Hamesim is not all that frequent. Because what is the Emesa? The Emesa Mace is a person who Rishoyim Bechayim Kriya Mason. And Elio Hanovi, there's a famous, I say every year in my show, that the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, gave a clap on the bima before Adin were dispersing after Meirav El Pesach. Said, Dervos Gleitnish, Hein Panach, and the Grester Rosho. The most evil person becomes transformed into the greatest Sadiq, that he's worse than the Roshan Hagod. The Leil Seder, the night of the Seder is partial transformative. It changes people's lives. And therefore it's written, Sfarim HaKadosh of Elio, which we'll discuss at great length, is Gimatria 52. What is 52? Four times Echot. Kedeged, De Echot, Chochom, Echot, Rosho, Kemaisi Yaduah, Demnei Yisosher. There's four sons, each of whom has an Echot. Four times Echot is Gimatria Elio. Because, and therefore Elio comes, we say Teku stands for Tishbi Yitarius Kushis Abayis. I always say the word, I've said this many times from Yitzchak Ber Belzer, who said, why does he love Derech HaPilpul? I'm old, the Shvera Rambam, see whatever, and it's very hard, and the only way you can get yourself out of a mess is a pilpul. He said, I'm old, there's a Shverid. And you have all kinds of Kashis and Abayis on the Eid, right? And the only way you could fend for him is, you know, a bit of pilpul, you change your mind. So just like Elio Hanovi will come and he'll answer all the Tzorachim Godels and Bekiva Eger that you have to, whatever, right? Elio Hanovi will come and answer all the difficulties there are in Yid. And therefore, the Sforim, the Vina Rav says, there are four sons in the Haggadah, which Kiyadua are Keneged, the four Minim on Sukkos, where they have Dal's minim on Sukkos, they have Dal bonim, right? But as the Shamloya Rav says in his drashas, there's no kuitz. You don't take a kuitz on Sukkos. Yeah, you don't take a thorn bush. A kuitz. So there's a minim, apikursim, kafrim, mesitim, medichim, who are on that. That's how we have a fifth cup. And the fifth cup is Keneged Elio, that those people of whom there's no, the fifth child who doesn't come to the Seder Kiyodua, who's like, you don't have a sprach with him at all, Elio Hanovi will come to fa'en for him also. And therefore, the Bartanur brings in Megillah, in the third chapter of Megillah, that we have a Kabbalah, Mesirah, Me'aviseinu, that Chias HaMeisim will take place on Chag HaPesach, right? And Gerada, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Taf Tzadik Aleph, Neshama and Guf are compared to Shamayim V'Oretz. Right? Therefore, the Tziru Shem Havaya of the month of Nisan is Yisbul HaShamayim V'Sogel HaOretz. The Yid of Tchia, right? And therefore, in Tzadik, Pesach Matzah Umar is Gimatria V'Sogel HaOretz. That even the Guf, the person in Ruchni, the person of Gufni, he doesn't spirit, he doesn't feel all his Neshama, even that person, Eliyahu HaNavi, is able to penetrate the night of the Tziru. And that's why it says in Sfarim that we say Tal on Pesach. And on Pesach, the Tal of Tchias HaMeisim, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, comes down to all of Kol Yisrael, which is also the reason Takim Yoinison says, how long were Yidin in Mitzrayim? Normally you would say 210 years. But if you add the 22 years that Yosef HaTzadik was there first, so Yidin or Mitzrayim Reish Lamed Beisho, 232 years. Right? Kiminyin HaBrocho. Right? Yeah? What is Reish Lamed Beis? So any person who took Course 101 in Basic Kabbalah knows there are four basic ways how to spell the Shema Vayah. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Vav Dal is always the same. Hey. Could be Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Vav could be Vav Vav, Vav Aleph, Vav Vav Yud Vav. So you have four basic permutations. So if you take Ab, Sag, Ma'am, Ban, you have a total of 232, which is, I want to explain, because I'm using from Shimshon Shapala, Rachmon Alibaboy. Right? Yeah? So, and in the Milui, Shem Havayah, these four Miluim, you have a grand total of 39 letters, which is Tal. In other words, there's a Gili, the Meregadul Zugili Shechina at the Seder, which is the Tal of Tchia, which connects the Tal of Tchia, which could direct Kisham Tziva, we get the Pasuk, Kital Cherma, you know, Kisham Tziva Havayes HaBracha Chayim. When you have this bracha, then you have life. In Tassan, Eliyo, Aleph, Lamed, Yud, Hey, Vo, Bimilui, is also Begimatria 232. I understood that. That's why we make a special kosher Elio. The Skol Yerebbe says Kois b'Milui Chav of Samach is also b'Gimatria 232. As we'll discuss, there's Gevaldige Brachas Beruchnias and Gashmias that. How do I know? Pashal Chumash Rashi. You're a little child. What was the night that Yankiv that Yitzchak Avinu gave the Brachas, gave the Bechira to Yankiv Avinu? As we'll soon discuss. All of this took place because that was just like later on in history. That was the night that Eibishter killed the Bechirei Mitzrayim. And he saved the Bechirei Yisrael. And it was this galda that the Eibishter gave his Gushpanka to the Yanku Avinu as the Emes of Bechirei. And he does the Avoid and he's whatever. And therefore he was given the Brachas. All of this takes place on the night of Pesach. So I see Eliyahu HaNavi with his brachas comes down to every Yiddish house to Me'ir HaLevavos and to send gewaltige brachas. Moreover, we know that in Mitzrayim, everyone asked the Kasha, you know, there's a Rebbe Mufarsh, Sofer said it, many say it. We lechura at the night of the Seder, we make a zecher for all the great miracles in Nisim and Afloys took place in Mitzrayim. Right? Why don't we make a zecher for the miracle of Yechretz Kelev Lashoyne? They would have alerted the authorities. The Gemara says, you shouldn't, the famous answer is, you don't live in a town, Gemara says, where there's no dogs, because the dogs bark and they scare away the Ganovim. Hey, yo, it's the night of the Seder, the Yechazkel Lashoyne. So the dogs must have, the Ganovim must have had a field day. So the Zecher that, right, we steal the Afikot. Take it or leave it. I was taking the tournament. Why tackle Yechret Kelev Lashoyne? So the Sforim HaKadoshim all say, the Gemara says about Bekamet Dav Samach, Klovim Tzoyakim Malachamovas Bir. When the dogs are wild, they're barking, they're out of their mind, you know that the Malachamovas is in town. The Klovim are Tzoyakim, they're laughing, they're happy, they're in a upbeat mood, Eliyahu HaNavi Bir. Say the Sforim, what happened the night of there's the Mashnas who's destroying the Mitzvah. On the other hand, Eliyahu HaNavi was there. Right? So what could the Klavim do? They can't laugh, they can't cry, they shrike. And in Rinoyim, the Chikavir says the Rashi David, the remez is, look at the Rashi David, Viloy Yitate Hamashkis Lovay El. The Rashi David is Eliyahu. The Charei de Eliyahu Hanavi was already there in Mitzrayim. Right? In the Santos Nochavort, Lahoyer, Hine Anuchi Shaleach Lachem, Es Elia is Gimachi Anuchi Hoyrig is Bincha Bechirechel. Again, because that was the night that was Nisbar, that Yidin are the Bnei Bechor Yisrael, and the Egyptians could go, as we say in America, take a long walk off a short pier. Right? So I see Eliyahu HaNavi is intimately involved, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's Nishner Dos. Even beforehand, at the Sneh, the Eibishter tells Moshe to go on my Shlichus, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, Shlach no biatishl. Who is this? Tishlach, who should he send? Famous Targum Yonason, send Pinchas, right? Or Elio, Pinchas, who will reveal the Geula B'Seifyam Mayim? Why? Because he said this for him. Vayar Hashem ki sor liris. The Eibishter saw that Moshe sar liris. What is sar? I know this. The Bnei Yisrael famous, I said this like 1,000 times here. The Bnei Yisrael famously says, every month of the year we know is part of the physiognomy of a person, right? Tammuz and Ov represent the two eyes. Al Shem the Pasuk, Eini Yard is mine. Right? Al Eil Ani Bechia, Eini is mine. Ayin is Gimatria 130. How much is 2 times 130? 260, which is Sor. Vayar Hashem ki Sor Liris. When the Eibishter saw that Moshe Rabbeinu sees the churban, the eini yardes moy, all the tzaras of Kal Yisroel, right? Therefore, Moshe asked, "Shlach no biatishlach, who should you send?" I know Moshe knew that if he's going to be the goyel, it will be temporary. It won't be perfect. It won't be complete. Dafke send Pinchas and Elio. What's the gematria of Pinchas and Elio? Pinchas is 208, and Elio is 52. What do you got? Sorry. The Davka, Pinchas, and Elio are the ones who will be able to do away with the Eini Yordes Moyim. Right? The Moshe Rabbeinu had, we know, 49 Madregas of understanding. The 50th level he didn't get at this point. Mashe'en Kein Mashiach stands for Mizgala. Mashiach Yigala Shar Chamishim. He'll reveal the 50th level, and that's the level of Bumizgala by Pinchas Elio. You do, I've said many times, when the Yid has a Shaila, when the Yid has a Suffolk, we say Teku. It stands. Tishpi Yataritz. Why? Because when you come to the 50th level, then from Teku you add the Nun, and instead of Teku you have Tikun. Well, that will be the level that Bumizgala B'Seif Yoimim through Mashiach Tzkin. Therefore, says the Halichim Sefer, that why do we have 4 cups of wine, 2 koises at the Seder? So Yishalmi says, the Pashtus, as every school child knows, can I get the 4 Lashonis, with the 4 stages in Gula, etc., etc. It says, Ve'vesi Eschem al-Oret, V'nasati Lechem al-Roshu. These 2 Madregas are not yet accessible to Kal Yisroel. Right, which is connected, really the 6 verbs in the Psukim, which is connected the 6, the Vav. Remember Rashi says the Parash book, could you say, Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov, which is Moli. There are 5 times in Tanakh that Elio is Choser, including this after Elio Hanovi, missing a Vav. 5 times Yankov is Moli. Yankov Avinu took in a Rovin, a, what's it called, a pledge, a security from from Elio and Novi, right? Why 6? Because that will be Nizgalva, the 6 Madregas in the future. And therefore, the Hevesi, everyone knows, the Gimachia, Mashiach ben David. And there'll be a 5th cup and Mashiach comes. And 5 times, Kois Yayin is Gimachia ben Yisna Sidim Ligol. Mepash, that's the reason. In most houses that I've been to, Jewish houses, when you make a Koishel Elio, usually it's the biggest cup, it's a huge cup. Why is it a big cup? Because Chazal say that when Mashiach will come and the Vaganta Sudas Do, so who's going to bench? Dov. How big will David HaMelech's Kois, the Kois Yeshua's, how big will it be? Even more than the Chazal Nishim. Like 300, yeah, hello? Yeah, hello? Reish Chof Aleph Lug. 221 lug. Kiminyan koisi revoya. Revoya is gematria 221. Hello? It's like 884 times the revias you have. Hello? It's quite huge. Hello? Everyone knows that, right? You want, the Mashgiach says, this is Givaldik, Pinchas Elio is gematria reish chav aluf lug. And that now wine always brings yalola in the world. There's a limit to wine. When Mashiach comes, Paul says, "V'yayin yisamach lov emesh." V'yayin yisamach is gimachia Mashiach ben David. Where do you know in Chumash two different events where people became inebriated, intoxicated, and they suffered grievously for that? The first was, you know, in Parshat Achrei, the Nodav Aviyu. They went into the Mishkan, Shsuya Yayin, and they lost their lives. What's Pshat here? Because when Mashiach will come, we'll have this Koisi Revoya, 221 Lug, this Koisi Shus. And that was the day of Rish Chodesh Nisan, Oysayayin, not Asara Toris. And that, they thought, was the Shleimus HaTikun. Right? Bifrat, we know that the Neshamis of Nodav Aviyu Elio is. And those of you with this Aber and Eliyahu, they're all interrelated. Therefore, when you ask the Abishah to open the gates, we always use the expression Ono, which is Rashi Tevis, Eliyahu, Nodav Aviyu. And this is the moment of, he thought, Geula. So they went in Shuya Yayin because they felt now we've already come to Eliyahu, who's the Olam HaTikun, who was one of those neshamas that weren't damaged in the Chet Eitz Hadas, which L'Kadmah the Omar was Yayin, etc., etc. And therefore Eliyahu wasn't Toyim Tamisu Kvura because he was beyond death. And therefore says the Mashkiach, Val Yove, the Abishal, nay, Val Yove, Bechol Eis, Elakoidech, is Gimachia, Nuichi, Shalei, Elachem, et Eliyahu. There'll be a time where the Eibishter will send Elio and Novi. At the moment, it's premature. Just like Alderach, Mashiach says always, says numerous times, remember when Elio had to flee the wicked King Achav, and he went to Har Sinai, right? And remember, where did he get food? He didn't get FedEx to food, or Kvesh, what the kosher shop, you know? How did he get food? So the Eibishter told him, Ha'arvim tzivisi lechal kalecha. I've asked the ravens to support, to sustain you, support you. All right? Where did they get this food from? Maybe would you eat from Achav's kitchen? The guy's even having the Zorah, Mumar, Achav's, Yeah. So the emes is, it was an Isser, right? Or it was Al Derech L'Osid Lovi. Right? That Mashiach says, when the Pasuk says, Hashem, Matir Asurim, things which are Asur now, will become Mutter then. But I'm not going to even begin to explain it now. That's why it's Ha'arvim, Tzivisi, L'chal Kolech, is Gimatria, Hashem, Matir Asurim. Right? That's Kenegad Asur Lovi, just like Kosh Eliyahu is Gimatria, Soit Chamishim, which is the 50th level. You with me? By the way, Reish Chav Aleph Lug, which is 260, which is Sar, etc., etc., which is Pinchas Eliyahu, is also five times Eliyahu Moli, which is the five. Yeah. Hello, the Mashgiach says Vayter the Valdi Eliyahu Hanovi B'Miluoy. Yeah, is 891, which is Gimatria Yain Malchus Rav Ki Adamelch. Right, this was Kosh Eliyahu is the Yain Malchus Rav Ki Adamelch. Aber Nodav Aviyu wanted to drink this Yayin HaMeshumer, which represents Yayin Nechdes Yayin Yitzas, whatever will be this Galah by Mashiach. And the Pasuk says, Val Yovei Becholeis, which is Taki Gimatria Yayin Malchus. It's premature at this moment, Nodav Aviyu, you can't tap into this Yayin Meshumer. It's Meshumer of the future. Where else do you see someone who drank, who got intoxicated from wine, and also was, besides Adam Rish? Noach. What happened to Noach? There was a mob, 40 days, 40 nights, connected to the Mem Saw of a mikveh. And Noach was a holy man, and he thought, now the world has come to Olam HaTikun. Now it's time, into Santa Mashiach says, Noach ish tzaddik tomim, is gimachi Eliyahu Novi, Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Gilodi. Right? And Noach ish tzaddik itself is gimachi Eliyahu Novi, Melech HaMashiach. He thought the world has come for a tikkun, right? And therefore, what did he do? Gets out of the boat. What does he do? First things? Vayita Kerem. What is the gematria of Kerem? It's very easy. 260, which is Sar, which is Pirkas Eliyo, etc. Ten times same Avaya, which is Shlemus and all spheres. Right? Kerem b'miluay chof reish mem is gematria shir aliyayit. Now that the wicked have been done away, we would tire the entire world. Right now we could. So it says in the pasuk vayesh min hayayin, which is the same gematria ad yibushas hamayim. You remember the Balaturim on Yavashis?
Tishbi.
Very good, very good. It's Taka, you think the world has come to its whatever, but not yet. Sorry, you're a bit premature, you're hasty, right? So I see that the wine of Elio is like a taste of the world to come. So Elio Anovi is weiter at the Seder. Nochazach, I thought to myself. Everyone knows that any Elochid with like an ounce, a drop of Elochite of Yerushalayim, by the Seder you sit, B'tchilu Rechim, it's not one of these family get-togethers where your Aunt Tilly from Talport is coming, you know, and you sit and schmooze about Talchmit, you know? And you hack around a bit of matzah also. Sitting by the Seder, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, Tzadikim say, the night of the Seder, the whole Haggadah is be'emes at tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shel, whatever that a person needs, right? Tzlechem she'oinim alov zvorim harbei, kol ditzvich yesiv yivsach, at the Seder, every Yid could achieve. So the fact is, the Rebbeinu Shel says, at the night of the Seder, you relive Yitzias Mitzrayim. What happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim? Pasuk says, but how did we get out of Mitzrayim? V'atal shavosot el olikim min avoid. Right? So therefore, the night of the Seder, I tell my people, every syllable that comes out of your mouth at the Seder, think 30 times before you say something. Right? Because the night of the Seder is the time when Kan HaBen Shoyer, you could ask anything. In fact, the Vision Zerebbe, the Tzemach Tzadik, Zemoyer Zigavort, he says, the minig is magbiyam es a kair. You pick up the kair. What's the letter after a kuf? Resh. And what's after an ayin? A pei. Right? And what's after a resh? A shin. And after a hey is a vof. What's magbiyam es a kair? You come to the next letters, which is shofar. Just like a shofar is the deepest, the mimamakin krosicho, is the deepest feel which can't even verbalize and articulate it. Al derech is the night of the seder. And therefore, that's another reason why Eliyahu HaNavi Dafka comes to every Jewish Seder. Because Chazal say, it's put in Zohar HaKadosh, that there's a Malach in Shemayim who's Mimunah on Tzloisa di Yisrael. This Malach is called Sandalfim. That helps you at all, right? And he's the one who takes all the tefillahs of Kal Yisrael and he makes this a keser to the Rebbeinu Shem. B'emes the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yudbeis. There's Kosher Ksorim to the Eibush. Who is this Malach Sandalfin? Says the Arizal and Shara Psukim, this is none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. When he went up to Shemayim, he became the Malach, who's today, as the B'galamukas puts it, he is the Shliach Tzibur of Chal Yisrael to bring up their tefillahs to the Rebbeinu Shem. Which, by the way, the Ramah Mifano in Sefer Yonas Elam says, the only personality in history that after you say his name, you add the, whatever, appended, Zohar Latoiv is Elio. Pashas is because everyone else died. You can't say other expressions that you say on other things, who passed away, right? So for Elio, we say Zohar Latoiv. Says that Ramifano, Zohar Latoiv is Gimachia Sandalfin, 280. Right? When the Yalka Chimini brings, every tzaddik was toifus his imus. Avram Avinu was milus chasod. Yankov Avinu was emes. What was the umnus of Yitzchak Avinu? You have Torah, you have gimilus chasodim. You don't carry beginnings. Avoid. Which bezman is the avoid from what? Tfilu. Yes? Chazal say, the Gemara says in Brachas, Elio be'arba. Very cryptic statement. Elio, we said before, is Gematria 52. How much is 52 times 4? Two, which is Gematria? Yitzchok. Another name for Yitzchok. On his passport, actually, you said it. It's Pinchas. What's Gematria Pinchas? Weiter Yitzchok. Pinchas. What? Because just like Yitzchak is the kav of avoid of tefillah, Alderav the Elio, stroke Pinchas, is the one who's maila the tefillahs of Kal Yisrael. Right? You remember the pasuk when Eliyahu Navi Olah Sarah Shemar says, Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael Uparoshov. What does the Gemara say on this? Right? Yeah? Kid Betargen Rav Yosef Rabbi De Tav Lohin Yisrael Litz Besusei Mitargen of our parsha. Right? Therefore, it's brought in Sforum for Shleim brings for Amir Abda that whenever is a Zrot in a holy moment, one is maskir the schus of Eliyahu Hanavi, because all tefillahs are elevated through Eliyahu. Therefore, Kol Haintig, the safer, beautiful Sefer called Shar Tefillah, Namur Tefillah, he brings Kol, was it of Yankiv? Kol is Gimachia Pinchas Eliyahu. But if Yamit Pinchas Vayefalo is also Zesandl. Same in he's Milo Oliver Tfilis. That's why the Satmarichas, but Pinchas was Elio, Pinchas was rewarded in Mvasra Geula, because Geula is totally in Tfilah. Sfar Magdalish would say there's a certain amount of Tfilis that have to be recited before Geula could come. Right? The Machler Breslov writes the Kutim Aran in the beginning that the Iker Klizayin of Melech HaMashiach is Dafka the Koyach of Tfilah. Right, and therefore it's connected. He's Mavasar Geula because he's the one who brings the tefillahs before the Rebbe Nishul. Therefore, it says, you know, based on this, parenthetically, one understands it says in Tikkun Zoyer that a tefillah psula, a person davens, but his mind is somewhere else. Right, a tefillah psula is thrown to the dogs. L'kayim Hashenema l'kelef tashlichen oiz. Right. Why dafka to the dogs? Why not to rhinoceros, hippopotamuses? I don't know, whatever. What's up with dogs? So you don't have to be a genius. The Galamukha said this, I've said this many times. Everything in Kedusha has an equal and opposite number, right? Very often you find that Gimatria, it's written in Sfarim and all over. Whenever you have a Gimatria, it's always very often two opposites, not two likes. Esav is Gimatria Shalom. Whatever. V'chein Rabbis. Many such, right? What is the Gimatria of Elio? We said 52. What is the Gimatria of Kelev? 52. Who is the Kelev in Chazal? Who's the dog? Sometimes I walk in the streets in Prestwich and I see people who are Shemesh Shabbos are walking a dog. I go crazy, right? Dog is like the symbol of Mamash, Klovim, Azi, Nefesh, everything. The dog was the Avodah Zorah of Esav. Yeah, Amalek. Vayizonev Becha Kol. What's the Sefer Tevis? Kelev. Why is it Amalek? Shelokak domi shel Yisrael ki Kelev. What I'll say, right? When Vayishal Yagim Alachim, what does the Medrash say in Tanchuma? Machsik ba'oznei Kelev. You with me, Elo? And the Chena Rabbis. Therefore, the Le'umah, you know, one of the secrets of Elio, Ba'arba, is we don't just call him Elio. We call him Elio and Novi Zohar Latoiv. What's the Gimashi of Elio and Novi Zohar Latoiv? 400. What do you know about 400? Esav, Abraham is Eve, 400 Kirchhoff is Sitrachr. Hello? You may also remember, right? There's three types of clips. There's Shoyer, there's Chamoyer. What's the middle letter of Shur? What's leaked inside of the Shur? The Vav. Chamoyer with two middle letters. Mem Vav. How much is 6 and 46? 52. Kelev. Which is from the Kelayim of Shur and Chamoyer, you get the Kelev of Sitrachra, of evil, of Klippa, of bad. Negativity. Hello? Therefore, Yankov Avinu, right, when he said, Vayishtal Yankov Malachim, right? Yes? He says, from your Shur and Chamoyer, because I have a Yosef and I have a Yisachar. Yisachar is a Chamor and Yosef is a Shur. But he's worried about the Kelev. Who is the Le'uma there? Who's the one who fights against the dogs? Elio, Gimatria Kelev. Hello? You with me? Yeah? Therefore, I understand that's what it says in Pasuk. Right? Yeah? It says, Vayashuvu Hamalochim El Yaakov Lamer. What are the Rosh Tevis? Vayashuvu Hamalochim El Yaakov Lamer. Elio. Because Eliyahu is the Umaze of Esav. Therefore, Chazal say in Yishalmi and Avodah Zarah that the day when Eliyahu Hanovi went up beside Rashamaimo, that was the day that the first Melech was appointed in Edom, who are Metzirim Liyisrael, and they won't whatever until Mashiach, until Eliyahu Hanovi appears once again, and the Olam Mashiach Baratzilin, right, and that will be the end of them. So I see the Umaze. Wow, right? Yeah. By the way, Derech Agav, you remember the Targum Yonason when on the night of Pesach, that the Yitzchak initially asked Esav to bring him matamim. What did he want to bring? Wouldn't a corned beef sandwich, right? A kelev. Because the whole Indian of Esav is the Indian of kelev, which is the umazah of what? Of Eliyahu. Eliyahu brings geula, and this is, okay. And therefore, the whole, there's one word in this week's parsha, because I will say, Shalu Talmidav Ezer Gezi Ben Kisma, Eimasai Ben David Bo, when is Mashiach coming? He said, Zois Toiras Ha'oilu. What does that have to do anything? There's a Sfarim HaKadoshim Taich, in Talchum it says in this week's parsha, right? Hu Ha'oilu Al Moita Al Mizbeach Kol Halayla. Even though it's mentioned that the Kli Yoker point out all three tefillas are merumas, the evening it's a kol laila, or beruchni it's every first kol laila is the golus, the manishtan al laila is there, and b'shas we don't have korbanis, right? Yes. Then what do we have? We have tefillas, and the tefillas of and who is the one who's ma'ilu tefillas? Elio. So now I understand the pashtus why Elio has to come to every seder. The pashtus, by the way, Mitzvah Shabbos when we say semiras. We say Eliyahu Hanovi, Eliyahu Atishbi, Eliyahu Agadol. Why these three different? Three times Avraham Raham already said the Chizuk Adomra, the Chalok. Why these three expressions? The Pashto is Eliyahu Hanovi, that he's Mavasa Degul. The Sifrei says, there's a brother, he comes and the Vua, tomorrow Mashiach is coming. Eliyahu Atishbi, why is he called Eliyahu Atishbi? What the next? It says the Yalkut Mamloy is, right? Why is he called Tishbi? Shemeshiv Levi Yisrael Avim Shemai. Why is he called a Gil-Odi? Because he's the one who tarries Kushis Vabayis, right? And he's called Yoshve Gilot, Chazal say, because that refers to the Beis HaMikdash, that the Lishkas HaGozes was in the Harabayis, and therefore, in other words, Eliyahu Hanovi is there. Chazal say, Li Gilot refers to the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi. Hello? Okay, work it out. Yeah? In other words, what is, to understand this a bit deeper, what is Elio? This is only my introduction to what I want to speak about, right? Elio is the Malach of Shalom. To get Shalom, a person first of all has to be Shalom Mitzich, internally you're Shalom. Shalom with your Chaver, Shalom with your community, Shalom with the Eibishter, and you're in why is Elio and Novi Shalom, right? The Akedah, the Akedah Yitzchak speaks about all of them. There's a four note. In a person, there are four Yisoides. Eish Ruach Mayim Nofim. Right? The Rambam said, Hilchos Yisoides Torah. Anything which is a Murkav, which is Mugbul from different Yisoides, ultimately it will dissipate and then you die. But if a person has a Shlemus, a person has balance and equilibrium in his life between the Dalad Yisoides, then he can live forever. Eliyahu HaNovi is the one who's b'shalom mitzich, he lived forever. He's b'shalom with other Yidin. He's the, you know why, Derech Agav, why is it that Mr. Shabbos, we speak about Eliyahu HaNovi, the whole Lava Malk, Eliyahu, where did he come to the picture? Chazal say, numerous Makarios, every Mr. Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNovi sits under the Eitz Chaim. By the way, Eitz Chaim is Gimatria Bechor. And he writes down in a book. You know, we say the Ishe Yisrael is philosom, the Eliyahu Hanovi is makrif karbonis even bisman hazeh. Right? When he's makrif the karbonis, from the oyer of the karbonis, he makes parchment. And on that parchment, he writes the schulsten of Yidin Hashem Rishas. And that's the role of Eliyahu, he's an apotropos. He's the one who's melam etzchus on Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Mr. Shabbos, when Eliyahu is writing, we go, Klal Yisrael has a minig to Meshabeach Eliyahu Hanovi. In other words, that's what Eliyahu Ba'arba, that the Arba Yisoidus within him are all living, which is connected to, by the way, the Shalak of the says, various places. The Dalad Yisoidis are Mishtalshul from the Dalad letters of the Shem Havaya, right? So Eliyahu HaNovi represents Hashem Ulikim, the Achtus of Hashem, and therefore hence there's Achtus within you, which is the opposite of the period of Amolek, Right? The Usher of it writes, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod, which is Yichud Yillah, is Vigimatria Ki Yad Al Kes Yud Kei Mulcham Al Hashem Amalek with the 10 words. Right? The opposite of the period. Right? Therefore, we know that Magen Avraham brings the Shulchan Aruch from the Arizal that before you say Kriyat Shema, you miyachid the Eibishter, you say Vekeraf Tanu Malkeinu Lushimcha Agodol. Here, you're supposed to have in mind the mitzvahs asay of Zchiras Ma'ase Amalek, because Amalek and Yichud Hashem are two total opposites. Okay, let me just brief. I'll give me one more minute. Everyone knows the Gemara. I'll tell you a vort now from the Sluchina Rebbe, Michal Yehuda. Everyone knows the Gemara in the beginning of Bruchs. Tanya Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Pamachas Yossi, Mahalech B'derech. I was walking on the way. V'nichnasti l'churva echad b'churva z'yushalayim, l'spalel, ubal, l'yozach l'atoiv. It's the only place in Shas, by the way, l'yozach l'atoiv. V'shamer l'yala Pesach. What do you shamer l'yala Pesach? What does v'shamer mean? Rashi said the Pesach. Al derech, if you... Examples. It's a bayankiv oviv shomer. How does Rashi teach in Parshas Vayeshev oviv shomer sador? Hoyamamtinu mitzapa mosa yovedom. He's waiting when it will happen. So, the kitzur masa says the Shina Rebbe, when the Eibershter created the world, va'atom mechayes kulam. This aleph, the tough, the letters of right, and there's the hey. The Eibershter created this world with the letter hey. When mankind sinned, the hey is different, separated. Right? Kineged the four letters, you have Avram Yitzchak Yankiv. Who's the Kineged the Hey? Who's the fourth regular of the Merkava? David. When Mashiach will come, the Hey will be, there'll be Akisa Shalom, Hashem Shalom, and everything will go back to, which is Merum, is the Elio. The last two letters of his name is what? Vavke. The Chibur of, but in this world, at the moment, when the Eibush is a Kel Mistater, Manuichi Haster Aster, so people make the mistake of not differentiating between the echod of the Eibishter and the Acher, as I've discussed, the koitz v'dardot atzmiyachloch. And that's called the derech, says the Sechina Rebbe, is the trick in dalud k'may resh. The dalud becomes like a resh. What happened? Rabbi Yossi was the godol hador, was the tzaddik hador. And he was mahalich baderech. He's going in a way, he reached gevaldige madreges, right? And he could have made the tikkun hashalom from the chet of Adam HaRishon and bring geulah. But he was very, very scared. Because everyone, if a person is amitz to bring geulah, the sitrachra starts up in the kimaisa, you do the maisa from the choizim, right? So he didn't want to. Shema yafsikuni oivrei drachim. Those people who can't necessarily differentiate with the dalel and the reish, the dar, right? He was scared of them. Came Elio. Why Elio? Because Shomer ala Pesach. Elio's job is to mevasar geulah, and he's waiting. Rabbi Yossi, maybe he will pull it off. But instead, he went into one of the churvas Yerushalayim. What do you remember, churvas Yerushalayim? Remember the Gemara Brachos? Kol mesameya chosn v'kala hilubana. In other words, I can't be poil, I take and cloy in the world, but I could bring a bit of shefa, a bit of bracha, a bit of parnosa, a bit of bonachayim zaynati. And Elio Anovi said, "Oh, sholem alecha, Rabbi." Elio tells, "You have the concept of bringing sholem in the world between one yid and another, between a yid and the velt, between the abed and the taktoinim." Right? So he was scared. Why did you daven about this churva, about this bringing more? You could have davened for the real mekoi. That I was chushish. I was scared. Shemi afzikuni da ivrid drachim. So he said, "You should have been mispal al derech a tefila katora." What's a tefila katora? Havinein. What does Havinein start? Havinein. Havinein has a start? Huh? Havinein lodas drochecho. To know the difference between the dalet and the reish, to me'achad the Hebrews in the world. When is the moment that a yid could be pale geula? We say, benissen, nigalu, benissen, asidim li go. Right? That's the end of shalom. That's why. Hello? Let me give you one. Elio Anovi is the Maluch of Shalom. He represents Shalom of Dal Yisoidus in himself, and he represents Shalom in the entire world. Now I go back. Why is it called Shabbos HaGol? Right? What is the Mashal getting at? The Pasuk says, Hashem B'tzion Godol V'Ramo Kolam. Or you have another Pasuk, we say, Hal Ram Al Kol Goyim Hashem. So all the Keda and the Barvanel and the Alshich and all the classical Svorim, the Bin Al-Itim says, Goyim believe the Eibishter is Ram. We believe the Eibishter is God. What do we think Godel and Ram? Ram means, woo, aloof. Passage that the Rambam said at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that the Eibishter was so great and so whatever, gets involved in the running and the Ashkoch of this little teeny weasley world. Which is absolutely ridiculous, because the Eibishter, Eilam Hatzilus, or Eilam Asiyah, is also Kolokshin. Everything has nothing to do with Eibishter. Even Einstein. Asher Al Kain, right? We say Mika Hashem Lekinu Magbila Shoves Hamashpili Lirois Bashamayim Vavoritz. That's the Indian of Gogol as opposed to Rum. You hear what I'm saying? Lemoshul, Gogol is Pshat, right? Chazal say Komokim Pshat Amitzi Gadlusi Shulakodesh Baruch Hu Sham Atamitzi and the Sanusay, right? The Dafka Mashkiach Petachtoinim Ki Mi Goy Gogol Asher Lekim Kroivim Elok Hashem Lekinu B'chol Kareinu Elof. And that's why you find the Gemara says the Mashal's time is not so used to the time of the tour. The Tabas HaGogol is when we were told Mishchu Chu Mishchi Yedechem Avei Dezora, which is a source, because they believe the Eibishter is wrong. What does Gogol mean? By Avram it says Vagadlo Shmecha. What is Vagadlo Shmecha? That you monitin your fame, your becomes the scholar in the world. The Moshe, the Gemara said Yuma Dav Samach Tes Vayavarech Ezra Hashem Alikim HaGogol. My Gogloi, what is Amar Yitzhak Rav? She Gogloi B'Shem HaMafayush. Shem HaMafayush. That which here the two is Nister, it becomes the Furish, it becomes the scholar in the world. The Gemara says in Sukkot Dav Ches Amar Al Vavichel Mezakei that he was Baki in Mikra in Mishnah in Halachos HaGodes Dover God. Gogol with Dover Cotton. What's Dover Gogol? Meister Dover Cotton. With Dover Cotton, Havayas Dabayavro. I'm learning at Sosa Dover Cotton. No, Pshat is that when you learn a Pshatikul, whatever, you don't see the Elikus Shebedov. You don't see the Insof Shebedov. It's logical, it makes sense. Right? Dover Gogol is when the Elikus is in this Galva in Welt. It's Kumt Uis. This is all the forums say this. Merchbanet, many forums. Rav Amshur adds a vort, right? It's kumt ois gadol is the direct polar opposite of Rum. Rum is gimatria what? Amolik. They believe the at the end, I want to talk about today. We end of after Hallel, we say Hallel HaGadol. What is Hallel HaGadol? Why is it called Hallel HaGadol? Chazal say, you want to say the Pesachim? The Eibishter is Yosef Berumay Shel Olam and Rum. And he's done in the farness, everyone will be big ticket. They've just run, right? Yes, hello. Nice little bosom. Rumay shall oilam is gimatria tovshin chavches, which is the letters pronounced tishkach. The rum levavcha, the house the Eibishter somewhere out there in outer space in Mars and Attilus and whatever, and Optic and Arach, right? Then vishachavta. Listen to it with me. Hello? What is the whole idea of Shabbos Hagodol? To mevatel the inyan of Rome. To know that the Eibishter is by your seder. The Eibishter is in your heart. The Eibishter is in your mouth. Hashem tzvos like divtach. He davens with you. Ad sant kras sotn is 729. One more than 728 tishkach. One more than rumay shel oilam. Pesach matzah morer is gimatria kras sotn. That's the madrega every year to come at the seder, and therefore the Shabbos prior to Pesach or Shabbos Hagodol, that you could be mamshich this inyan of the Eibishter's with us, and you could bring gedula begashmis beruchnis geul beis hamikdash, and therefore that's hini anoichi shleichem as Eliyahu Hanavi lifnei bo yoyim Hashem Hagodol vanoira veheishiv leiv avos albonim, because at the moment the Eibishter's name is what? Incomplete. Everyone knows Yudkei Vovke. Yudkei is father and mother. Vovke is son and daughter. At the Zohar famously says, at the Seder, a year besides, you can put everything you need, Pesach, Kana Ben Shoyl, Kol Ditzrich, Yetziv Yisach, Alachim, you can be poiled, he is God. Oh, I didn't tell you. Hello. Hello. You know, I've told you like 100,000 times here that Moshe, the famous Ben Yeshua in Brachos Tefillah Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed Kaminyan of Eschanan 515 times to go to Eretz Yisrael. It says the Pnei Yeshua one more time, and it would have cracked it. Huh? That's 516. Which Pnei Yeshua is connected. The Gemara says in Bebehema. The Gemara says that there's what? There's six Bati Dinim of Malachi Chavola. Right? Six times Elikim means that's Adin. Six times 86 is 516. So if he would have davened if the Eibishter wouldn't have told him Ravloch, I'll tell you to daven like, he would have cracked it, and that would have been the Tikkun HaShol. You with me? Hello. Therefore, the Gemara in Brachas, I just quoted with Rabbi Yossi, he said, what did you hear in this churva? He said, I heard the baskol menahemnes, right? Everyone knows. Right? And he said, not only this time, but every yidin come into shul, and they say, in Lashon HaKodesh, the Yizgadol, the Yizgadol Shmei Rabba, the Eibish is menanei Roshay, etc., etc. Yizgadol, by the way, there's 6 times 86, can I get the 6 days of the week? Shabbos is a Shem Avay. It's Sholem, it's Shlemus, it's wholesome. That's why Shabbos, you start off Kiddush, Yom HaShishi VeYechul HaShemayim, Rosh Tevis Havaya, that cracks it. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is Rosh Tevis, the Moshe. Moshe wanted Rabbeinu to bring the Yom Shikul HaShabbos to Menucha. Right? You with me? Hello. What is the Rosh Tevis Yizgadol VeYizgadol Shmei Rabba? 560. That Inyan, right, that you see by the Rabbi Yossi, by the way, is Gimat Shalikim, Musadin, that Elio wanted to cry, and that every Jew could achieve a Gula Protis and a Gula Kolis on Leil HaSeder.
What was it?